President Trump's fired National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, just a short time ago, cutting a deal at a plea agreement hearing in federal court in Washington, D.C. General Flynn pleading guilty to lying to the FBI, admitting he misled investigators about his interactions with the former Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak.
When that became news back in 2017, 2018, at the Post, we just wondered, well, this is something we didn't even realize. It hadn't occurred to most people that retired military personnel had to apply for permission before they could accept gifts or even travel expenses from foreign governments. So we were curious how common this was and who were people working for. Were there other people working for the Russians or the Chinese or what? So we put in some public records requests under the Freedom of Information Act with each of the armed forces, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, and the State Department. And long story short, it took us a long time to squeeze those records out of the government. We had to file two lawsuits under the Freedom of Information Act in federal court, and we finally compelled the armed forces and the State Department to release a whole bunch of records, about 4,000 pages worth. And that's why it took so long to get our arms around it, because the government, frankly, had tried to keep this information from becoming public.
Who are the people we're talking about? Are we talking about a handful of high-profile names? Or are we talking about a couple dozen people? How many?
Well, more than 500 since 2015. And those are ones who got permission, got approval to do this. There's probably an equal number who didn't bother to get their paperwork stamped, didn't bother to get permission. This is a law that's not really enforced very strictly. So One finding of our investigation was that more than half of the people who seek federal permission to work for foreign governments are going to work for one country, and that's the United Arab Emirates. That's one of the Persian Gulf sheikdoms that their whole economy really is based on contracting and outsourcing. To have that number of people, more than 280 since 2015, going to work for the Emirati government, they're working as advisors, as contractors, and really doing the same thing they did for the United States. They're helicopter mechanics. They're working on Patriot missile batteries. You know, they're teaching people how to fly certain aircraft.